Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's today.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Whatever's going on in your life, in your business, you got something that's you're excited about, something you're frightened about, an opportunity or a challenge, we got something that we've talked about or written about or covered in a video right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and one of the great futurists of our time. We're talking about some things that he's seeing coming at us, some of the research that he's doing, some of the work he's doing in connecting the dots out there in the future for us. Joel, one of the things you got on your mind is this something called a shop in a box? What is that?
Yeah. My son sent this to me. You know, he's reading through and he says, Dad should see this. Shop in a box is a second-order result of a first-order wish. There's a company called Rechar, and they designed a way to make biochar. Remember, we talked about this a long time ago. It's basically a charcoal material that you put into the soil, you weave into the soil, and it dramatically improves the quality of the soil. But what you're burning is just organic waste in the locale. So these guys designed one made out of a 55-gallon barrel. But then they realized that if they wanted to ship the barrels to Africa where they wanted this product to be used, it's mostly air. So the shipping cost was crazy. If they wanted to manufacture it there, they didn't have the sophisticated manufacturing. And if they wanted to buy it from China, they had to buy enormous amounts of it. So they said, all right, what if we built a shop that we could put in a shipping container so that we could ship it to the locale. There are 50-gallon steel barrels everywhere.
Now, this is to help people make charcoal.
Build a biochar machine.
A biochar machine that creates charcoal that they can then put in the soil, which improves the quality of the soil.
And reduces their need for fertilizer by
about 80%. This is a big deal, folks, in third world countries.
Huge deal. So anyway, they started figuring it out, and it's got a plasma torch in it, it's got a computer and a 3D thing, and they ruggedized everything, right, because they knew it was going to be in a tough locale.
Right.
They put solar panels on it. They have a gasoline generator. When you run in the plasma torch, it sucks a lot of electricity, so you've got to buy a little gasoline to run that.
Right.
But the end result was, it was the cheapest way to get the barrels there. I mean, because it just
so it's a little, it's a little shipping container factory.
Yeah, exactly what it is. But it's more than a factory. It's a shop because it has a whole bunch of other hand tools. And here's what you love, Jim. When it got there, they said, hey, we can do other things with this. And now these guys are inventing new little products that they're selling locally.
Wow.
So all of a sudden, with this wonderful technology,
human beings are predisposed to seek out solutions that fill niches.
Exactly. That fit themselves.
Yes.
So they gave them, they said, here's,
folks, it's
here's
called,
shop
it's
in the
called
box.
The marketplace.
Yeah. By the way, shop in the box costs $30,000.
Yeah.
That's trivial.
Yeah.
Bill Gates could fund 1,000 of those and hardly, wouldn't even touch his rounding
but
error.
But this is not, and the thing is, it's so much more than just the thing that it was shipped over there to do. This is an idea seeding machine.
You got it. Testing. They can make prototypes.
Yeah.
They can actually do stuff with it.
Well, I'll tell you something else. This is the kind of thing that with a set price to get this self-contained thing, this is the kind of thing that attracts donors.
Yes, it does. It
makes,
does.
If you'll invest a certain amount of money, you get a piece of this thing that creates this opportunity for a village or something like that.
Exactly.
I did an interview last hour with my friends with the International Economic Empowerment of Women. They're helping women in Rwanda and Afghanistan start small businesses and become smarter entrepreneurs. And today is International Peace Day, by the way, Joel. I don't know if you know that or not.
I didn't know.
And so what you're talking about is the kind of thing that helps to do that, because the more local people in these third world countries can be self-determined, the more likely they are, the more entrepreneurial you are, the more you're going to want the rule of law. And the more you want the rule of law, the more you've got democracy.
You got it. And what's neat about this is also a collaborative tool. The whole village can use it. It's not just one person saying, this is mine.
This is exciting.
It's very exciting.
Neat. All right, so here's another thing we're going to talk about in a couple of minutes here, and that's a way to help my aging knee, right?
And mine too.
My right knee is barking at me all the time. So what is this all about?
A new material has been developed. It's a hydrogel, which means it's mostly water, but it's actually water and alginate, which is algae from the ocean. Either one of these materials by themselves is lousy. Doesn't do anything at all. Somebody figured out how to put them together. It sounds like innovation at The Verge to me. And created this material that stretches by cartilage. It'll actually stretch 21 times its initial space. And, Jim, this is the part that fits well for fixing knees and hips and, you know, any place you have cartilage damage, it self-heals. If it rips, if you rest it, it will.
So is this itself. Would this be something to be injected into between the knee?
No, probably fabricated and then attached.
So it would be a surgical procedure.
Yeah, I think it's a surgical procedure.
But not a replacement. They don't whack off your knee and
no.
They go in and repair your knee. They don't replace it.
This is what they think they'll be able to do, and that it will respond.
That's what I'm waiting for.
At least as good as your cartilage.
I'm holding out for that, Joel.
Yep, me too.
I'm holding out for that. JoelBarker.com, folks. I told you we'd get smarter when Joel joined us. He's going to be back with us after these messages. We're going to talk about. We've got another thing going on. You know, you've heard all about fracking. You know, the fracking controversy, the opportunity to go in and break up the oil that's deep, deep, deep down in the earth and in the shale and break it up and get it out of there. Well, there's some controversy about that. Well, he's got some new information on how it can be less controversial.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.